Hey everybody, this is not the Brew Shaman, but this is Crafted For You. With us, as always, is Chris Nielsen.
What's going on, guys?
Our host-ish, Carly Bethward.
Hey!
And fear not, Jeff is here.
I am here. What's going on? Oh, so, yeah, this is weird. You starting, and then I'm slowly coming in. It's a very weird experience that I'm not the first person that everybody hears. So, yeah, like she said, Carly's here tonight, and she is pretty much... We pretty much brought her on as...
Yes!
An infrequent... It's a lot like Chris with the name redacted. So, we're just going to drink some beer tonight, and we're going to talk a little bit about... some places where you can get a lot of beer, and yeah, should be fun. So what we're drinking right now is something that recently came out. It is the Citradelic from New Belgium.
This was really hard to get for a little while, right?
Yeah, when it first came out, like I saw a bunch of ads, and then I couldn't find it anywhere, and then a local bottle shop. Pwn Potables was the first to get it.
And within like 20 minutes, we were out the door. We're like, we have to go get this before it's gone.
It's pretty good. It's not exactly what I was hoping it would be.
No, the nose is like very tangerine.
Yes, yes.
But then when you drink it, it's
much more subtle than that.
Yeah.
And it almost kind of takes away from the hops a little bit.
Yeah, okay. It's not as bitter.
I don't really find it to be bitter at all.
Yeah.
It doesn't taste like an IPA to me.
I think it should be more of a pale ale.
Yeah, but you were saying you don't know, like, IBU-wise or what.
Oh, I didn't even look it up.
What, like...
It can't be that high. It's probably about, like, 50-something.
So, like, it's in, like, the
it's
way
probably in the end. It's probably in the almost the cusp of the two styles.
Yeah.
But, like I was telling Chris before we were recording, I think it's going to be great in the summer, though.
Yeah, it does seem like a good summer beer, because it's got a definite sessionable quality to it. You know, it's I'm drinking it a little slower than...
It's 6%.
It makes me want to drink it, you know? I want to drink it a little faster.
It's very refreshing.
Yeah.
You know what is cool, though? I just noticed at the very bottom... When it says brewed and bottled by New Belgium Brewing, Fort Collins, Colorado, and Asheville, North Carolina.
That's so
like
exciting.
They're now saying they're also North Carolina. Yeah. When is that? Do we know when that date is? When they open?
It should be, I would say, late this year, early next year.
Oh, I thought they were calling as early as spring of this year.
Oh, really?
I don't know. We need to, yeah.
They've got a lot of work done up there.
Yeah.
They got a lot of work
done. But they have a lot of work to do. That place is massive. It's probably going to be the same size as Sierra Nevada, at least, maybe bigger.
Wow.
That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Should be a destination.
Well, they recently did their, didn't they have their lawfully, like, sour release party in Colorado? And you were under the
pressure.
They
had a wood release,
some sort. At first, we thought it was going to be in Asheville, and we got really excited. And Jeff sent me the link, and he's like, fuck yes, we have to go. And I'm looking at the details. I was like, wait, really? And I started, like map questing or Google mapping. Wow, what a, like a... thing to say. I was map.
That's a little dated.
A little bit. I feel like, God, who have we been quoting?
John Mulaney.
Like, when he talks about going to Blockbuster Video. Like, whole thing to say. But anyway, figure out how we could road trip over there. And then, like, 10 minutes later, Jeff's like, damn it, it's in Colorado.
Well, the thing about it, it doesn't tell you anything about where it is until you go to purchase tickets. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm super jacked up, and I'm like, I'm going to buy tickets right now. Fuck it, I'm doing
it.
Right.
Well, I guess they assume they didn't need to since it's not...
Not open yet.
Not open yet, yeah.
We were thinking, Scott and I were thinking it was going to be, like, kind of like a soft open, or maybe a little release party.
Yeah, they're just kind of like... Test everything out.
Come see what we're doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
And a little update on that. So I just pulled up their blog. They actually said on the 2nd that they're test brewing now and aiming for Asheville brewed beer this spring.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, because we saw the post they posted about having people work finally like a full day.
Oh, you did say
that. And
they
sent everyone home with beer and things like that. They sent everyone home with one of all of their beers to try and do their homework and research.
Yeah.
What great homework.
I know. That
sounds awful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the worst.
Beer life sucks.
No, but you know, it would be kind of terrible, like, if you get off at, like, 10 o'clock and it's like, be back here at 5 a.m. the next day.
But you all better
drink all your beer. Dude, this sucks. Just have a little party.
Everybody's hungover the next day. Like, ugh.
Yeah, like, literally everyone.
Guy comes out with, like, an air horn and blasts it. Rise and shine.
Brewery safety today.
playing taps in the...
We're going to have to plan a trip sooner than we thought to get back to Asheville.
Oh, yeah.
Then.
Bringing the pup.
I need to get a trip up there with you guys.
God, yeah. You do.
Yeah.
And group you. Trip happening.
Yeah, it's happening. Can, do a little podcast trip.
Yeah.
I know a couple people. You know Highwire now.
Yes, I'm so excited.
So we should definitely... Oh, do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Can you?
Is that something you can talk about?
Well, I don't really have a lot of details to share, but, I mean, it's definitely out there that Lowe's Foods, our beard ends, we collaborate with local brewing companies to bring some limited release kind of special beers, and we are partnering with Highwire. So actually on the 25th, I'll be going down with a bunch of the other beard end masters to whip something up. I'm not sure exactly what. Yeah. I might have missed that memo, but either way, you know, whatever's happening, I'm there.
Yeah.
So more that's details exciting. To come on that. So
yeah, that's gonna be
that'll
fantastic.
Be really cool.
That's going to be a really unique experience.
And there have been other opportunities that I've just unfortunately missed out on, either being sick or having to work. So it's really cool that that's something that is continuing to present itself for me and with Lowe's. So I'm really thankful for that. But they've collaborated with everybody from Foothills to Mystery Brewing, Aviator. The last one that I missed was actually Unknown.
Oh.
Yeah, when they did the double IPL that they brewed for us. So
that place is amazing.
Yep.
Oh my God,
yeah.
I love Unknown.
Big fans of Unknown here.
Yes.
We were there about a week and a half ago.
Yeah, it was 2 weekends ago.
2 weekends ago, yeah.
Super Bowl weekend.
Yeah, we were there Super Bowl weekend. It's just a really cool space. Like, you know, you have, like the tap room, and they have a bunch of, like, couches and these really cool, like, repurposed pallet tables. And they're huge. Like, all we wanted to do was play board games on them.
And people were playing Cards Against Humanity.
They were. A little annoying. They
it
were
was.
Very
that,
loud.
That lady was very, very,
which was
northern.
Weird. Because she was also just drinking water, so we're like, not fun, just annoying.
Yes.
But then, like, they have big windows you can see into the brewery side, but there's a section when you first walk in there that they have, like, what were they, like...
Ping pong, foosball,
cornhole.
Nice!
Yeah.
That sounds
cool.
Fun.
And they had, like, a table, like, for a fundraiser selling, like, cupcakes and stuff, and it was just, like, jam-packed with people and dogs.
Well, when we first got there was only maybe, like, 20 people, maybe. And then by the time we left, the place was packed.
Yeah.
Like, it was hard to get to the bar, and there was people... Yeah. They were pulling people in.
Yeah.
Which is awesome, because it was... It's, like, what, 3 blocks away from the Panthers Stadium?
Yeah, it's right there.
Oh, I didn't realize how
it's
close it
so
was.
Close.
Super close.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that close either. That's a great location for them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be a good place to, like, day trip out to with a bunch of people. And so if anybody's ever in the area, definitely, definitely stop by. And they had some really good, like, unique stuff
oh
on.
Oh, my God. That's sour... That wheat with kiwi.
Oh
yeah.
Wow,
dude, it was awesome.
Man, that sounds really good. I want that right now.
What was it? It was awkward
so
in
Auckland.
Auckland.
Awkward
in
Auckland.
Okay, yeah,
because
it's a kiwi.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, okay, okay.
That was fantastic.
And
that's
mine,
that's a pretty highbrow pun for a beer. That's a
I
like
yeah.
That.
I really like another reason I super appreciate Unknown. And then mine had apricots.
Yeah, which was
really
good,
really
too.
Good. So it was just nice to have two different sours on tap. But we were saying, like, in general, we feel like what Unknown, like, puts out there on shelves is still, like, that much, like, a little bit weirder than what most people
go
for. Like,
but it's
not a,
but it's, like, it's sort of that, it sort of kind of fills the gap between the super weird stuff, though.
It does. Because
it's like, if you're just kind of like a standard craft beer drinker, you can pick one up and you'll probably like
it. It's just
still
slightly out of the box. Yeah, so we were saying, like, it super makes sense for, like, at their small batch stuff to be that much more out and just as delicious as everything else we've had from them.
Yeah, I'm excited. They just did the ginger wheat in cans.
Ooh. I saw that on Instagram. That made me so happy.
You will not miss those cans on the shelves. They are like fluorescent orange.
That's cool. Like caution or like cone orange. Yeah, they're ridiculous.
So, that was pretty cool.
And she motions to me.
Well, you're like dipping the conversation down. I figured you had a place to bring it up. You know, if you're going to wean off a conversation, you got to have a place to pick it up.
Podcasting.
But you are almost out of beer anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So it does seem like a good place to open something that Carly so generously brought us.
Let me get this.
Yay, beer.
What would you like to dip into? This is.
Yeah,
this is good. We got a couple different choices.
Well,
what are the?
Oh, that's
ooh.
You want to get them all out?
Yeah, let's pull. See what exactly I brought. Don't even remember what I've all
so
brought.
Oh,
wow!
Here into my beer fridge.
Is
it?
What is okay?
So I brought really a really random group of beers. So I've got one of these Ballast Point. They're mango even keel. So that's their session ale they've done with mango, and then a personal favorite here, the Burial Skillet Donut Stout.
Ooh.
Super delicious. Like, mouth is already watering
like
thinking about having that.
Again. I feel like we need to end with that one.
I think that's a great way to do it.
I was thinking this order.
Yeah, I think the mango would be a good
I
place
think
to go after.
Yeah.
With this citadel
like that, yeah.
So, yeah, this is the Ballast Point Mango Even Keel, which I'm a big fan.
As everybody throws the last bit of Citradelic back.
Which is great about Citradelic, that you can just do
you
that.
You can do that, yeah.
No big deal.
Oh, you're also going to get
thank
to drink
you
the burial out of the burial glass.
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Both of you guys.
Yeah.
What do you have?
I got a little unbranded glass right here, yeah.
Chris doesn't.
Mine's
like,
not as fancy
to the
as
man.
You guys. Yeah, no,
you're
this is
doing your own thing.
Holy shit.
Don't want
it smells awesome.
It smells like mango.
Oh my god. It smells like a smoothie.
It does. Like sherbet.
Oh, it's really bitter.
Yeah, I need to take a sip of water and try that again. That's not what I was expecting at all.
That's not what I was expecting.
I think they really use like mango, like peel, or
yeah.
I'm so glad
rind.
It's as bitter as it is. Like,
yeah,
wow, I really appreciate this
was,
after Citradelic.
I was worried it was gonna be too sweet, like as sweet as it smells. But
it's like
it's
a
not
weird. It's not a yeah. It's like a mango rind bitter, not like a hop bitter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I kind of dig it.
Yeah.
It's different.
I don't know yet. It's still like just kind of sitting there.
It's very different.
It's definitely really well balanced.
Really juicy.
A lot of it is juicy.
It is an IPA. Wow. 3.8%. That's it.
Nice.
Really?
Super sessionable. Dang. I really like that.
Yeah, Pete over at Pipe and Pint showed me that one and I about missed it. And I was like, well, I've been meaning to try this, so what better occasion than with friends.
Yeah, exactly. The best reason to pick up extra beer.
So where is your favorite place to pick up beer?
Well,
bottle shop.
Well, I kind of bounce all over because I just love the community that we have here and how we have options. So I'll be honest, I bounce between Beer Co. I love Josh and Chris.
Oh,
really
yeah,
knowledgeable,
too.
Friendly, awesome guys. Really close to my house, though, is Pipe and Pint and Pete, and he's super knowledgeable as well, very friendly.
Pipe and Pint's great.
And my fiance Alex is super into cigars, so that works out, too. So I just go hang and mingle in the beer while he does his thing.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I head out to Potables too when I'm over, like, by Lowe's and down close to Jamestown. So
yeah, it's right by
I really am, like, popping all over just to find
whatever's kind of
convenient where you are. Exactly. But then that kind of opens me up to seeing, like, you know, they'll get deliveries on different days or exclusive mm-hmm. hookups on something else. So it's nice to kind of build those relationships with those people. So then you'll see the Facebook message or the text that's like, look what I just got in today. Yeah. Come get this right now. Like, I love it.
I love that a lot of them do that. Like, Beer Co. and Potables are big about posting on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. Like,
yeah,
this is what we got in today.
Especially, like, things they know people are going to rush out for. I mean, like, that's how we got the Citradella.
Yeah.
Because they had just posted about it.
Yeah, anything they get new.
And they're always posting about whenever they put something new on tap, too.
Yeah, Beer Co. does a really cool thing. So I guess they get a shipment. They're trying to change out kegs on Mondays. So you Killer Keg Monday.
Yeah.
So it's always like $2. Don't quote me, but I think it's like $2, $1.50 off pints.
Yeah.
Because they're just trying to kick a keg. It looks like you just like chewed on like a grapefruit or
just oh, man.
It's just a different.
I think that's
what
I
kind of want
to like it, but I just don't think I do.
I want to put on the label.
Yeah.
We were talking about that on our crossover episode. Like, what if, like, the name of the beer was, like, the face you made when you drank
it? The sound.
Or the sound, like the...
Yep.
Yeah. And there's really, like, that's, like, the best way to describe, like,
I'm
going to
be much more conscious of the faces and sounds.
You should.
And you get to see that all day as people sample.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so fun. It's so fun. I see the silliest faces. I've never thought about my own, though. I probably make some really silly faces.
I'm
going to
watch. I'm sitting here.
I know. Everybody's watching me now. It's like peer pressure.
I also love, like, when we go and we, like, see people take samples and, like, obviously, like, you're a great salesperson, so you rave about all of the beers. And you only put the best beers on anyway, so why wouldn't you? But when someone samples something that, like, you love, but they didn't like it, it's always really funny. Like, and I saw that the last time we were over there, they were like, that's interesting. Yeah, it's just really interesting. And they didn't know what else to say about it.
And you just see my heart break across my face, and then I try to laugh it off and say, well, there's more for me, and yeah.
It's fine. No one's upset about it.
I just have seven more beers on tap that I'm going to make you try now until you find one you love.
Because she's going to do it, guys. Like, that's her mission in life.
Oh, yeah.
It's out there. Everyone knows now.
that's what it is.
I love seeing the reactions. You guys just put Mount Mitchell on. I love seeing reactions of people because they're like, what is that? Like, there's something there. Like, I can't put my finger on what that, like, smells or tastes like. And they're just like, it's interesting.
It's got that oniony zing to it.
It is very different.
Yeah.
I just love watching people.
And people who don't, like, know, like, beer terms or how... like, the best terms to describe a beer, like, what they actually do come up with and say.
Oh, it's hilarious sometimes.
It's really funny.
You get some really good ones out there.
I think that's a more accurate way to describe a beer sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I was drinking, a Blue Moon. It's a vanilla Blue Moon?
The vanilla chai.
Yeah.
I've heard about it. I haven't tried
weird.
It.
And it was like, I told Rob, I was like, it's like, I drank a cream soda. And then just had a beer kick me in the back of the throat afterwards. Like, it's really sweet, and it was a cream soda.
I will say, like, your descriptions of beer and non-beer lingo is literally the best thing. If you tune in for one reason, guys, it should be that.
I mean, you can be specific, you can be accurate, you can go by the book to describe stuff, but sometimes, like, the best way to describe the way something tastes is just kind of like, you know, tastes aren't so... It's more nuanced than just, you know, like a set of terms and, like,
flavor profiles
you're looking for. Yeah.
It's like the everyman, you know, kind of terms.
Yeah.
Like, everyone can relate to, like, what you said. It's like a cream soda. Most people have had cream soda.
Right, yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Not everyone's been punched in the back of the throat, but...
Right. You can imagine.
What was the, no, so, yeah, the, it tastes like vomit, but I like it.
That oh, was the, yeah. It's vomit, but I kind of like it. I don't even remember what year that was.
The old cider. It was your old cider.
When oh, I was still cherry. Really young. Oh, and it was still very much like
yeah.
Robitussin cherry yeah. flavor. Yeah, it was very, I think that was Trey. I think Trey said that. Maybe not.
No, Chris said that.
Or you said that.
Yeah, I said that.
Chris was quoting himself.
He did quote himself.
I was just, yeah, talking that, about some of the weird cider, ways I described beer.
That cider got better.
That cider got good. Yeah.
It started settling
this
down a little bit.
This cider is fantastic, dude. I can't get enough of that.
It's really good.
The Blackberry.
Okay. And if you listen to the last podcast, we did the crossover, we talk about all the beers that we did, that I have right now. So definitely check that out. As she is...
I'm going to get it for Carly. I'm
just trying to make this go away.
Yay!
You want me to drink it?
Yeah, you want it?
Yeah, man, I don't mind it.
Man, but I'm not a fan.
No I'll beer will go undrunk around here.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody's
drink?
Down to...
Drunk? I'll
drunk.
Just stop while I'm behind.
I would say drunk.
I don't know if it was just the difference between the nose and the... I think that's what it is, man. I think I got that, like... You know when you reach for your soda and you thought you ordered a Sprite and it's a Dr. Pepper? I think I just got some of that off of the aroma from it, maybe.
I think the two of these, the Citradelic
yeah.
and this one, were both very different from how they tasted.
Yeah. Yeah, a little misleading.
I think they're great, though. So, would you like to talk about the... This is a local one.
So, yeah, D9, I don't even... Jeff, help me pronounce this name.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sistema Natarve. It's a wild sour brewed with devil wood and apricots.
Ooh.
So they're doing all these, from what I know, is they are doing all these sours where they're going to have one fruit and one... what's the best way to describe it? I guess a spice or a plant of some sort. I'm
an
not
herb.
Sure. Herb. An herb. That's it.
Gotcha.
So this is their, like, series that they're doing. I actually had this 2 days ago, yesterday. And it was fantastic. Let me get it.
What was that one called?
Sistema Natarve.
I'm excited. You were telling
it's,
me about this
I was
the other
talking,
day.
Yeah, we had it at work. Our good friend... Bill works there. He's one of the brewers.
And he just started a few months back.
Yeah, he just started like 3 months ago. Right before the new year.
Yeah. But, and ever since then, maybe it's like, that's like a like an effect. You know, you hear about something and then you literally see it everywhere. I forget the name of
the
term.
We talk about it every time we go to Asheville.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so ever since he started working there, now, like, I'm just seeing D9, like, pop up all over the place.
I think they're starting to, like, explode a little bit, too.
I'm a big fan. Their Viking Frosch and Black Sour, the Ezekiel, and Whiskers on Kittens, their Blonde Sour with Rose Petals, like, I'm
it's
digging all of them.
Name.
Yeah. Well, isn't
blonde
it Whiskers
sour with
on
Rose Petals? Man,
Whiskers
really
on Kittens.
Off.
I
this
want
is why
Whiskers
I like this podcast,
on Kittens.
Because I actually get to drink sours. Like, I've never reached for a sour at the store, but I love them.
The biggest thing that I like about this one, and most of you homebrewers out there will love this, is that they put everything on here.
Mm.
They put all of the, you know, calcium, magnesium,
oh, nice.
All that. The percentages, malts, the hops, and the yeast. Like, they literally give you everything. Like, you can brew this.
This is delicious.
Do you like it?
Yeah, I do. I really,
I really
like it.
I like this.
We were talking about...
This is a nice progression of flavors.
They do these in 4-packs.
Oh, yeah. You did say that. That's
so
awesome.
So we were thinking about like getting a couple and like drinking some and aging some. Seeing
you're,
what it does.
Hey, soon you're going to be able to get those at Lowe's.
Yes.
Perfect.
Devil wood and apricot. What does devil wood taste like?
I have no idea. This is really tart.
Yeah.
It's also warmer, too.
Yeah.
That's how you...
Oh, wow, they have the percentages and everything like
that? Yeah, man. That's what I said. You can literally brew that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You just have to scale it down, but...
Yeah.
I'm kind of in love with this.
Yeah, me too.
It's fantastic.
Well, I imagine, like, the... Was it devil wood, you said?
Yeah, devil wood.
Yeah, it
gives
looks
it
like
that little
kind of
bit
flower.
Of earthy
yeah.
taste
yeah.
there at the end. It, like... balances the sweetness of the apricots really nicely.
The picture of the devilwort looks almost like a honeysuckle, kind of.
I really want to see. I'm gonna look that up. It aged. Yeah. More about that. I kind of want the sweetness to come down a little bit, and I think with a little age, it'll get a little more tart. And you know,
I feel like it's more of a like your everyday sour. Like we have some.
This
sours.
Is a good way to introduce people. Yeah.
But like even. You know, this is a sour that I can just sip and drink. Whereas, like, there are other sours, like, if we were to open, like, a Lawfully, like, that is, like, a special occasion sour, yeah. quote unquote.
I agree.
This is a nice one just to pick up and enjoy a sour that way. Everyone's drinking it.
I'm sorry.
I can't find...
anything about it?
Well, I was looking for it very quickly. It appears to be some kind of tree, and I guess that's the flower of the tree.
Oh, that very well could be. So, what we were alluding to in the beginning, to the best places, I guess you can say, to get beer. So, like, the best, I would say, I guess it's a bar. What would be, what are your guys' favorite place
okay, well,
to go to?
Just to preface. Because it sounds confusing.
I'm sorry.
It's not the best intro to a conversation.
I was trying to figure out how to say it.
We've just been to a couple places recently, and especially with World of Beer opening up here in Greensboro.
I still haven't been there yet.
We haven't been to the one
here. We haven't been to the one in Greensboro.
We have been to a World of Beer. I guess it just sparked this conversation about, you know, going places and finding that they have, like, say, 200 taps of beer. Like, you can get beer from anywhere and everywhere, and they have even more bottles and this and that. And, you know, is that, like, a good place to go and really experience beer? Like, what kind of people does that draw? Like, what... We were at the Raleigh Beer Garden a few months back, and literally, like, was it they have the most taps?
It's like 300 and something
ever.
Stupid.
And, like, one keg per tap. So you imagine how quickly that will drain. Every time we asked for a sample of something, it had already kicked. It took us so long to get a beer. You would think with such an abundance of taps, you could get anything you want. And we couldn't get anything.
Yeah.
So we are just curious if, like, you guys had the same, like, experience places, or...
I never had quite that experience. I like going to Flying Saucer.
That's one
of my favorites. I wish we had one here. That'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
But Flying Saucer's, it's just, I've never had a problem with the selection there. There's always a lot of good staples, lots of, you know, Zingu is one of my favorite beers, and they just pretty much always have that. Sometimes they don't, but pretty much always have that in a bottle, which is cool. I like that. They have first place to try Dragon's Milk a few years ago. Yeah. I don't know. The flights are always good. They got the Build Your Own Flight. They have the dessert beers, which are cool. You know about that?
No.
The mixed beers?
No.
Yeah. So they do like what's one of them? Like
Snake Bite, which is a stout and a cider.
Yeah, it's like a Guinness extra stout. Like and they top the Lava Lamps, the one I like. Where they actually layer it, and they put the cider on the bottom, and I think it's a Guinness on top of that, and so that the Guinness is heavier than the cider is, so it looks like a lava lamp, and then in the head of the Guinness, they put framboise.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, and it's delicious. So they've got these, like mixed beers, like, that are just, like, they're all kind of sweet and very, like, hearty kind of dessert beers.
I missed out on that when I went.
Yeah.
No reason to go back.
I love that place because, like you were saying, you can always find, like, they always have, you know, Two Hearted or whatever, you know, they have everything that you always want to have. But then, last time we went, as Alyssa likes to put it, she'll walk up, the server will come up, and she'll be like, so, what's the sour situation? And the lady's like, oh, I got you, and just lists off, like, I don't know, there's probably like 5 or 6 sours.
Oh, yeah.
The ones that I've never heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, that's where we went when we got too fed up with the beer garden.
Right.
We went over there. Where, like, an hour before, I'm at the place with the most taps I'll ever go to. And the guy gave me 2 sour choices, one of which was a Goza.
And then the other was the other one was the sour pumpkin.
Oh, wow.
Which is awful.
And I'm not going to have
I will say, I think you'd agree with me on this. If you're going from Greensboro, the Charlotte Flying Saucer is the way to go over the Raleigh Flying Saucer.
I like the Charlotte one. The Charlotte one's in a really weird
it's
spot.
It's in a very weird place. But
it's like
the,
a shopping center.
The Raleigh Flying Saucer tends to keep up more staple beers than the Charlotte one does. The Charlotte one has a little bit more kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Not adventurous, but unique selection and stuff. And you go out to Raleigh, it's a lot of your two-hearted kind of stuff. Like,
I think that the Charlotte one probably draws more people, too.
Yeah, yeah. The one in Columbia was really fun, too, but you have to drive past the one in Charlotte to get there, so.
Yeah,
that makes total sense. Our server was super knowledgeable at the Raleigh one.
Yeah, she was on point.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan
of the food's really good, too.
The food is
really
fantastic.
Good.
The food was
the pretzels
delicious.
Are great. Yeah.
But that was, like, another thing that we thought of, you know, how can your servers really know about your beers when you have 300 for them to learn and it's changing every couple of hours?
Yeah.
You know, you can't inform, you know, your patrons at all.
You can't keep up with it.
And I think that's the important, like, a good beer menu is great. You know, because I think a well-trained server in that context is somebody who can take somebody who doesn't know a whole lot about beer and guide them in the right direction.
Yeah.
And then, but with a beer menu that's expansive enough that somebody who does know about beer can come in and not have to, you know, give the server 20 questions.
Yeah. Or even, you know, someone who does know and they're looking for a beer, you know, but they don't have it, and the server can say, well, we don't have that, but I can give you this. And that person likes it just as much because they know their product.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got so frustrated. It took me 30 minutes to get a beer.
Yeah.
Man.
I kept asking. And also, their whole menu is an app, which sucks. And it's not very user-friendly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I kept asking, oh, we don't have that. Or, oh, it just kicked or whatever.
Couldn't you not search by style?
It was real. There was something off. I think
it was glitchy.
Yeah, it didn't work really well.
So imagine, like, and then every time we try to search by style, it would just refresh the whole beer menu.
Oh, and then it kicked you out.
And then it kicked you out, so you would have to look through how many freaking beers all over again that you know you don't want to get.
Give me a break. I just want beer.
That's it. I was like, dude, just give me an IPA. You pick. I don't care. Just give me a beer.
I never told you guys about the really bad beer server I had. I went to this is terrible. Have I told you about this?
No, I'm excited.
This is terrible. I went to Burger Warfare with my dad and my stepmom for my birthday. And my stepmom's looking at the menu, and she's talking to the server, and she's like, well, I really like malt, right? Because she doesn't know a whole lot about beer, but she knows she likes malt. And so they have, for whatever reason, apparently they've got, like, Mickey's and one other malt liquor there.
What?
Oh, God.
And so the guy was, like, trying to sell her a Mickey's.
Weird.
Yeah.
What?
Like, is that not the weirdest? And they have a decent beer selection there. Like, you would think that they would have... Yeah. So, I don't know. Worst...
So
most
Mickey's
bizarre,
of all things.
Just like, I really like malty stuff. Oh, here's, those are malt. It was
well, you did go to
a
place owned by Marty Curtis, so you really walked into that one.
I did. The burger was good, though.
Was it?
No, it wasn't, actually.
We haven't gone.
I don't really
go to
any. I've
never been anywhere owned.
No, I don't blame you. Yeah, I do want to try the milkshake, though. So.
He's just so gimmicky.
The alcohol milkshakes?
Yeah.
I've heard
you
about
go to Friday.
Speaking of gimmicks.
Yeah, right.
No, it's just like a glorified mudslide, but it's different.
I was saying Fridays has one.
Yeah.
Like,
Fridays is like the home of...
Yeah, back when I was in high school and I found a Fridays that was hard, I used to get them all the time. The server would sit me in the way back.
Don't tell anyone. I'm going to put you back here.
Yeah. It was me and like two other of my girlfriends, and he just sat us in the lay back and he served us whatever we wanted. It was great.
It's awesome.
But it was a Fridays, so it wasn't.
Carly, where do you like to go to a bar that's got a big beer selection? You got any preference?
Well, I haven't been out too much lately. I've been
really hitting the bottle shops, and of course where I'm at, Lowe's grabbing growlers all right. the time, so not going out to drink as much. But I did go to I've been to World of Beer since it's opened a couple of times. Yeah. And I went out their opening night, which was insane. I definitely bet. You know, I knew of a couple people that didn't have the best experience, but I have to say I definitely had a good experience, and the people that I interacted with, you know, were knowledgeable and friendly and efficient. And you know, when you're in a place as busy as they were on an opening night, I mean, kudos to them for being prepared and
to the
degree that they were. But
yeah,
I don't know. I'm about people, I guess, more than anything. So if like I can get a really great experience as far as like a server or a bartender who's knowledgeable and passionate about what they're talking about, you know, that'll sell me more on, you know, just having 200 taps or whatever kind of variety. I kind of look more for the knowledge or the, I don't know.
It's tart.
It's tart, yeah. That big gulp.
Gotcha. Cool.
Just doing the, everybody at home, I'm doing the lemon face. It's like.
No, I completely agree. I would rather, you know, a place has 5 taps and awesome beers, and they know exactly everything about mm-hmm. these beers, and then
yeah.
200 taps, and they don't know jack shit about beer.
Right.
It's frustrating, because, like, you go up, and you're like, you know, I like this beer, you know, out of those, what would I like? And they're like, oh, well, this one's like this, and this one's, you know, they don't really know what they're talking about, but somebody knowledgeable is like, you like Two Hearted Ale? Well, you're going to fucking love this beer.
Yeah.
There you go, man.
You know, I do like, obviously, knowledgeable people, but I think I'm more impressed by the selection, even if, like, it's just total idiots running it. Because I'm more like, just, like, throw some darts at a map with the way I choose beer sometimes, I think.
Okay.
And I just want to try, like, new things that are just different.
Yeah, that's you know? What they are great for, is trying new things and trying things that you can't find in like a regular restaurant when you go, because they are out of the scope. We went to a World of Beer when we were in New Jersey.
We did.
We went actually, so we went, I went to school at Rutgers, it was back in New Jersey, and we were visiting some of my college friends, and we got to town early, so we hit up World of Beer before we went to dinner. And we had a really great experience. We sat at the bar. There wasn't a lot of people. Like,
yeah, it was nice. Like, I picked something that was local.
Yeah.
And he seemed to, I'm pretty sure he seemed to know about it.
Yeah. And then we went to dinner, which was an awesome experience within itself. And then after, the people we were with wanted to go back, and it turned so fratty.
It was
like,
yeah.
It was packed.
It was like Jake's.
Yeah.
On a Friday night.
And that's, man, you know, for a second, one of the best beer offerings in Greensboro was the Poorhouse before Jake's decided
mm-hmm.
to step up,
yeah.
and now before World of Beer. And that was always the problem there, was, you know, me and you would go there for half price pint night, and it was great, you had beer people then, but if you wanted to go any other time during the week, it was just all sports people just slamming back Bud Lights, man, like, it's an interesting
Jake's
crowd.
Jake's has a good selection.
69 taps.
Yeah. See,
yeah.
I feel like
Jake's
that
does
is...
have a good selection. And actually, I think locally, Jake's is probably my go-to, just because it's, I think, A, just because I've been going there for a long time.
Yeah.
And but their service is great.
Yeah.
Not necessarily knowledgeable, but just, like,
they're
very...
Some of them are on point.
Some of
yeah.
them are. I'm not saying they're not knowledgeable, but they're not, like...
That's not their expertise.
Especially knowledgeable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
yeah. But, man, they are really good bartenders for the amount of business
oh,
they
absolutely.
Get there.
Oh,
yeah.
absolutely. So I feel like that is, like, a perfect number if you're going for somewhere with a wide variety. Because... You do have your wide variety, but it's not overwhelming. You're not out of the scope where, you know, your bartenders aren't going to know what they still have on
yeah.
top or not.
Yeah.
You can kind of manage it a lot better.
Yeah. And once again, another place with spectacular food.
Oh my gosh, they're tacos.
Yes.
Yeah. You can't beat that.
The food is really good. We went for my birthday.
We did.
Yeah. And then we left when it got really crowded.
Yeah, again,
and
yeah.
Crazy.
It gets, yeah, because it was a Friday? No, it was a Thursday.
It was a Thursday.
Which
Thirsty
is a weird
Thursday.
Night.
Thirsty Thursdays. It's a thing.
The Greensboro weekend.
And then we went to
yeah. the Rutgers weekend, too. I just moved from one college city, like, to the next.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Yeah, then we went to a dive bar, which was a lot better. We went to College Hill.
Yeah, it's a College Hill. It was quiet. Yeah.
College Hill.
They're stepping
also,
up the game.
College Hill, great place to get some craft beer for real cheap. Because
yeah.
they do, they've got some 250 any beer nights. And so their selection's not great, but they rotate stuff out pretty frequently. I mean, their stuff on tap isn't usually super spectacular, but the bottles and cans and stuff, like, they get some decent. I had a Baba Black Sheep there. They've got Moohoo there on the reg.
Yeah.
I gotta get out there.
Almost
yeah.
everything I post on Untapped is on 250 beer night at College Hill. Because it's just like, I did 250 for a good beer. Like,
it's
great.
It's like Spring Garden Pizza when that was
yeah.
open.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That was a great place.
Yeah. So, and it's a dive bar if you're like me and prefer dive bars to something a little fancier.
Yeah. I don't like the crowded craziness. I like to sit and, like, have elbow room
yeah.
when I drink.
And it's quiet.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
there's
having
not
a conversation.
People yelling and
I feel like I've grown past, and I guess not all the time. Like,
yeah.
sometimes, like, the nostalgia, like, you
yeah.
feel like going out. But, like, regularly, like, I feel like I've, like, elbowing my way to the bar and, like, trying to flash some
yeah.
cleavage just to get
right.
a drink,
yeah.
get the bartender's
yeah.
attention. Like,
I understand that. But I will say, like, I don't know. I like going to dive bars. Like, I'm a daytime dive bar kind of person. There's
yeah.
just something about, like, I'm in an empty bar
yeah.
with, like, four people and a bartender who's, like, willing to talk and hang out, and I don't know, I like that environment.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe I didn't, when we're talking about places, I'm still, like, sitting here, like, how did I not think of Jake's?
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, and I think that's just funny, because it's just a place you don't think about, because it's not, like, that's their specialty.
Right.
It's not... But it's a great place to
I,
go.
Yeah, I guess that is it's a larger
yeah.
spot. Yeah. I didn't even think of that either. I'm thinking more of the bigger places.
Yeah. But it's
yeah.
like that perfect middle ground.
Yeah. And we're starting to say, man, everybody's kind of stepping the game up a little bit. Because even places like Longshanks are starting to get a little bit better craft beer selection.
Oh,
yeah.
Right?
You know where
yeah.
I just was? At Bricks. Was
Bricks
it?
Is, yeah.
Yeah, on Monday. I got a $2 pernicious.
I heard about this special and I was so sad that I missed it.
It was awesome.
Is it Monday night also their buy one get one half off night? Isn't that like after 10?
After 10 o'clock,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
The pizza
okay.
is
pizza
cheap.
And apps.
Nice.
Yeah.
The pizza was
yeah,
delicious and Hannah, who I was there with, got a $2 Jade. Like,
that's a steal.
Yeah. And so I ended up going to book club a little tipsy because it was $2
pernicious. It's the best way to get a book club.
Hell yeah, great. And now I'll know if Cecily's listening to this episode because she'll be like, you're a book club drunk.
I can see her saying that too. All
right, Jeff, what are you pointing right now?
Oh, so this is from our home state.
Okay.
This is up there.
Got some caps tonight. Oh, from Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is a good
cap. This is from Hershey. Yeah, it's simple, but it's good. Yeah, this is Trogues Brewing Company in Hershey, Pennsylvania. We were actually just here
three weeks ago.
Oh, man. Awesome brewery. Really
yeah.
fucking cool place. Everything there, yet again, food was on point.
Oh,
yeah.
God, their food.
They have like a little
so
cafeteria. So, like,
nice.
The brew house is in the same space as the bar and the cafeteria. So, you could be eating a grilled cheese sandwich, having
but
a flight, and see them brew.
That's awesome.
But, like, it's, I guess, snack bar style, as they like to call it. But it was, like, gourmet snack bar. Like, Jeff's grilled cheese was, like, a 5 type cheese on, like, thick sourdough.
Yeah,
wow.
it was like
red.
Half an inch thick.
Half an inch,
awesome.
Yeah. And I had, like, a beef brisket sandwich.
Yeah, it was
oh my
really
god,
good.
It was so good.
It was pretty inexpensive for
yeah.
what we got.
It was definitely worth. And then we ended up doing the flight of their year-round beers. So what is it, $8 for...
It was like eight beers.
Eight beers for like maybe even $5.
It wasn't expensive. It was great.
Yeah.
You had to try a little bit
so
of everything.
So we had to try, yeah,
and
everything
then,
they put out like year
yeah.
round. It was really good.
That's awesome. So this is the Nugget Nectar. Did you say that?
Oh, this is, yes.
Yeah. Did you guys see the IBUs on this? The 93-ish.
Ish.
Nice.
Yeah, this is one that came in to the beer den, and I was like, okay, let me go run on break and buy this real fast.
Yeah, this is fantastic.
Right now.
So this is, we're looking at Nugget Warrior, Tomahawk, Simcoe, and Palisade Hops.
Yeah, and their little the little logo on this one is literally a hand, like, squeezing a hop. It's pretty cool.
All of their, like, artwork.
Is awesome. Stuff
is pretty cool. Yeah, they have a huge store at the brewery.
Yeah,
like,
but it's just recently that they've done all this kind of rebranding and done their labels and packaging differently. And I'm digging it. It's
I really a lot like cooler. It. I like it a lot. It's got a what's a Shepherd Fairey kind of feel to it.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. I'm a fan. Yeah. And this is a seasonal. Mm-hmm. This is a once a year.
This is coming out. I've seen people post about this a lot.
Yeah, Matt at work, he raves about this. This is one of his favorites.
Really? It's really good. I liked, what was it, the Dreamweaver?
The Dreamweaver.
The Wheat Ale. The Wheat Ale was
really
good.
It's
actually fantastic. Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
A lot of banana clove comes out. It's great.
I actually just tried to order that recently, and that's why I that came straight. I was
I want
that so bad.
Yeah. It was cool, because I got to try... We got to try...
You got to try, like, every style.
But I had never had, what, a Bock?
Oh, the Bock,
I had never had a Bock beer before. It was good.
It was super malty.
It was very malty, which isn't really my thing, like the malty, but in the scope, like, I can drink anything, like, that's why I like the flights.
Yeah, it was nice.
Because even if it's not my preferred style, like, it's like, what, 4 ounces, so I can really enjoy
it
for what it is.
And then, you didn't like it, so I drank the rest of that one.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Yeah, the guy seemed to know his shit, too. He's like, you know, just... It was cool because it was by color and, like, style. So he started off with, like, the wheat, and then we ended up with the stout. Which, she actually liked
really
the coffee stout.
What?
I really enjoyed the
what?
Coffee stout.
Yeah.
I did.
It was really good.
That's awesome.
I like coffee stouts, guys. This is...
It's happening.
That sounds good.
Carly's, like, lit up. She's like, oh, my God.
A stout that
which,
you like.
Yes. Which, if you know anything about Alyssa and I, we do not... Preferably go for stats.
Yeah, we enjoy them. Like
yeah,
I said,
okay.
I enjoy it for the style it is, but I really did enjoy it. We posted a really cool photo of our flight on the Instagram, so if you want to check out what we're talking about. It was served like on a little platter in like a little circle. So
it was a great chat.
Yeah.
So this is billed as an ale, but it tastes to me hoppier than the Citradel, or the Citradelic that was billed as an IPA.
Oh, this is an IPA.
Is it an IPA?
They just put ale.
Okay. But
most breweries just do that, just so you know. They don't do. They also do lagers.
Okay.
So they probably
put
lager on the bottom of some of theirs.
Understood. Okay.
That's probably why they do that. I can't read that far right. I'm blind. What am I reading? Oh, it's an Imperial Amber Ale. So it's a very hoppy amber ale.
Yeah. Okay.
My bad. Which is almost like an East Coast IPA.
Yeah.
That's where the blurred lines come in.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you could go either way.
Like, it's beer.
It's a pretty color.
It is.
I guess it is an amber. It is more amber color.
Yeah.
So, I know
whatever adjective you're going for. Like, amber
the word.
Is the word you're going for. You can get a nice, like, crystallized mosquito in there and make a graphic. That's the
making
color.
Some dinosaurs.
Yeah.
That's the color we're talking about, people.
There you go. Jurassic
Park. Colored,
You're welcome. Just another person will get sued by.
Damn it.
Do you remember? Or at least we won't get sued by Sprint, not on this podcast.
No. Still working on that.
Oh dear.
So Jeff, what do you? This might be a little off topic, but what kind of things are you looking to brew yourself here in the near future?
Oh, so yeah.
This is very exciting.
Actually, Alyssa and I were talking about this the other day. So, for the longest time, Like, I brew something, and I was like, man, you know, that was really good. I'd like to do it again. And then I never do.
Right.
So I'm making a roll.
Yeah.
For anyone who's been here, we've talked about our kegerator. We have four taps.
Mm-hmm.
The first two taps are rotating of whatever, you know,
yeah,
we feel like brewing. The third tap is always a cider. The fourth is waiting to have a keg, but that's going to be our funk tap. So it's always going to have a cider or a Brett beer or something like that. But the new rule is that tap two is going to be re-brewed beers.
So you're going to have like an experimental tap, a refining tap,
mm-hmm,
a cider tap, and a sour tap.
Yep. Yeah. And that way we can really like refine recipes and explore.
Yeah, because we want to have crafted for you beers. Like, we want to have a staple. So, like,
right,
somebody's like, oh man, that ginger pale ale that you guys did, like, that was awesome. We're,
yeah,
like, well, that's great because that's one we're going to do more and more,
yes,
often.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We heard about that a lot, about the grapefruit.
Yes.
We called it a blonde, but it really wasn't.
It was more of an IPA or pale.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really good. Whatever it was delicious.
Well, now that you're talking about doing these things again, I'm very happy that you are, because I didn't get it to try it the first time,
exactly,
around.
Yeah,
so.
the grapefruit?
Yeah, I didn't get to try that.
You
one.
Might get to try it with the intended gravity this time, right?
No, it was a ginger.
It was the ginger. Okay.
The ginger
was really good.
The
that was one of my
was
favorites.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's, you know, we experiment with stuff like, you know, we were trying to figure out what a good amount of ginger would be in, and then we realized, like, we ended up adding some, and we didn't write how much,
yeah,
you know, we dry hopped,
yeah,
it with ginger, so we have to just...
That's a Kolsch on the list?
Yeah, it is.
It is eventually a thing.
Have,
yeah,
you made a Kolsch before?
No. I want to try.
I'm excited.
I love
you
that.
Were there
I
when I did
you.
My one lager. You were the,
yeah,
one that pushed me to do a lager.
I know.
I did the
and
Vienna.
It was all right. It was good.
It was okay. Yeah.
No. Well, I'm really excited about a Kolsch.
Yeah, Kolsch,
yeah,
are great.
Yes.
But to get back to your question,
yeah,
so this coming weekend... so we recently bottled our Brett Saison, so we need to get something back into our quote unquote sour program. So I'm going to do a golden that we'll do normal fermentation with, and then we're going to switch over, we'll rack that on to Brett, PDO, and Lactobacillus. And then after, oh, we're going to, okay. And after a couple of months, when that sours up a little bit more, probably about the time they come in season, we're going to put some peaches and apricots in it.
Like,
okay,
10 pounds,
like,
of peaches.
Yeah.
Like a ton of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
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 It's awesome.
Like a lot.
See.
It's going to be great.
Let's see what happens. And then we're also, either this weekend or next weekend, we're going to do a dark saison.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, do something a little different. I've never done...
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had one.
They're really good.
We had one when Mike from Joinmongers was on here.
Is the dark just the malt?
Yeah, it was a little more roasty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was fantastic, the one we had. So I'm excited.
Yeah.
Should be good.
And one that I've been waiting for.
And I keep telling her, like, this
well,
one...
Well, that's why I'm
seasonally
waiting patiently at this season. I understand the process. I really want a lime basil saison.
Yum.
So much.
Me too. Carly's vote for that.
Yes. Just when we, like, discovered how delicious it was, like, we passed the season. Like, we were getting into fall.
Yeah.
And, you know, we want to do it now. We're planning on doing it in, like, April. So we'll have it for, like, May, June.
Yeah.
It'll be,
yeah,
a little warmer.
It'll be a really nice, like...
Good summer.
Summer beer.
I agree.
Yeah.
Alyssa, what is this unmarked bottle you just grabbed?
Oh, this is the Blackberry Brett Saison. The one that we had on
Name
Reduction.
Yeah,
okay. This is the one we had. But Carly hasn't had it yet, and we were talking about it.
We might as
well.
So
we're going to have to. We're just drinking all.
You could just keep talking.
Beers. Yeah. but we have a limited amount of bottles,
right,
of this one, so... We're trying to open them when we have people over, so our friends, and we can get as many people
enjoying. Thank you, thank you for sharing with me.
Well, Carly brought over, what, you brought over 4 or 5 beers today?
She always leaves with something.
Yeah, like, she's always saying, like, you guys cook for me, I'm not pulling my weight, and we're like, how much beer have you given us?
She brings over growlers.
Yeah. What was the growler that Alex drank last night, by the way?
Well, okay, so this is the thing. So, I know y'all aren't super into stouts, but I was going to bring some sexual chocolate for Chris and I.
Oh, well, I'm drinking.
And, of course, you know, some of that on y'all too, but we did that
so,
as...
It's just so boozy.
It's boozy.
It, that, yeah.
That's why we have a bottle of Miller's Toll from... Raleigh Brewing, and it's an Imperial Stout, and we've been saving it to share with Carly, because she will truly, truly enjoy it, and we're debating if we're going to bust it out tonight, but we're thinking maybe like a Wednesday night, when we all have work the next day, is probably not the best, so in a couple of episodes, when we record on a Saturday night, that is definitely coming to you.
Which will be...
Can't wait.
Baking with beer.
Baking with beer.
We're gonna double record the night of baking with beer. Yeah. So you know, that episode, the next episode after baking with beer might be a little you know.
It was like the last one. Last time we did the
when
cooking
we did
with
Asheville.
Beer.
Yeah.
I got a little sloshed after.
Yeah.
Yeah. Afterwards. Anything can happen on those episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully everybody bakes all the alcohol out of the baking.
We'll see.
You don't get the rum cake effect.
I won't be. I won't be. No. I'll give a little sneak preview.
Yeah.
I am going in September for Jeff's birthday. I made a Snickers ice cream cake.
Yeah.
So that actually inspired me to make a peanut butter chocolate ice cream cake using Sweet Baby Jesus.
Yes.
I'm gonna put it in my brownie base that will be baked, but it will also go into my actual ice cream. Will not be baked.
Yeah,
will just be frozen.
Right, right.
So there will be alcohol
in the cake
that I'm serving.
Oh no, that sounds terrible.
Oh no. So I'm really excited to see how this one's gonna turn out. I think it's gonna be fun to make at least.
I'm interested.
Yeah, we have some really fun recipes. I've been collecting them from people and making sure we don't have doubles of things, and we have a wide variety. And so you guys know we have some really cool recipes coming, and we will be posting them after the episode airs. So, yeah. But now we are drinking the Brett Blackberry Saison.
And I'm just going to say I love this, and you might not hear another peep out of me for like the next couple of minutes because I'm just going to be over here sipping and / chugging this.
She's just holding it like she's like
like rocking back and forth.
My precious. I'm always so glad to hear that response. Like, it never gets old.
Yeah. This is definitely one to make again. I want more blackberries in it next time, I think.
Oh, I totally agree. This one's going to be a little hard to recreate.
So you were talking something about the process of making it maybe a little bit? Just because I feel like, you know, when we're drinking beers that are commercially available,
we don't really know the process.
We can review the flavor of them and stuff, but I think like talking about the flavor of your homebrew is a
I did it just a stock like Saison, and it was in the summer. And I wasn't getting like full attenuation, so I was like, you know what, fuck it. I'm going to throw it outside in my little storage closet in the middle of summer when it was probably reaching somewhere around 100 degrees during the day.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this'll get me what I want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it got
like
down.
It was like May, June time.
Yeah.
Right?
And it got down to almost zero. It got to like 1.004, which is super bone dry, as you can taste right now.
Absolutely.
So after that, we racked it into another carboy, in which we added Brett Lambicus, which gives you a little bit more of a cherry kind of flavor. And we let it age for, what was it, like 4 or 5 months on the Brett. And then...
I can see that cherry too. It's a little soft.
A little bit,
there.
And then previously we had some blackberries frozen,
We went to the farmer's market. So and originally we were going to put it on blackberries much sooner, but Jeff had decided he really wanted
the Brett.
He wanted the Brett to really take over.
Right.
Yeah. Because then once you add the blackberries in it, jumps all the
So when we added the black, we added the blackberries, and then fermentation kicked up again because the Brett just started eating all the sugars.
Yeah. What did we do? Like,
just like 3 pounds.
3 pounds. I pureed myself. Purple for a very long time. Yeah.
But yeah, then we let that go for like a month or two, and then we bottled it, and then we had to wait 3 long weeks for it to carbonate.
Yeah.
And it, I think it turned out fantastic. I wanted the color to be a little more purple, but it's kind of like, I don't know how you would describe it, maybe
like grapefruit.
That's what I was about to say. It does have a grapefruit juice look. And I think that's because, well, if we do more blackberries next time.
Well, yeah, because the Saison was very straw colored. It was very, very light.
It was very light. Like, the cider we have is more of a purpley color, but we used a puree for that one. We didn't use, like, the fresh blackberries, so...
I don't think the color. This imparted the color more than the Saison itself.
Yeah. That's
holding them up, yeah.
Yeah, the cider.
Because it was, like, concentrate,
color of a berry.
Yeah. But you can taste it. It has just a nice...
A little funk to it.
Yeah. Probably just getting a cool photo.
Take a little side-by-side photo.
Oh, you probably need them in the light.
Going to go down like this.
But yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that works.
I'm super proud of this one. This is probably up there in the top. This is also our first funky beer. This is the first one we used Brett.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which...
And this is actually going to be part of the Doctor Who series of beers.
So who is this?
Was it four? The fourth Doctor for Jelly Bellies.
Okay.
We thought that would be a cool representation for that. We still have some
doctors. We need to get back to that list.
Yeah. We still have some doctors.
What are we looking at? 2, 3, 6, 7, and 8.
Yeah.
If anybody has any suggestions that's likes Doctor Who and likes beer of what are the first Doctor is an ESB. The fourth Doctor, is that what we're drinking right now?
Yeah,
the fourth Doctor. The fifth is going to be the Amber with black tea.
Mm.
Yeah. 9.
Oh, this actually has to change because David Tennant says always bring a banana too.
See, I thought it was 9. He talked about bringing bananas. If anyone's a Doctor Who fan, I mean, maybe, unfortunately, I'm just going to have to go back and watch my favorite Doctor, Eccleston. But we originally thought...
Is this your favorite Doctor?
Really. I love Eccleston.
Oh, that's a conversation for a different...
It's a whole other podcast.
I don't want to say he's my favorite, because it's hard to pick a favorite.
Yeah.
But he's the Doctor that made me fall in love with him.
Right. Okay.
I will say that.
Yeast in
the 10 is a smoked peach IPA. He's fun, he's sweet, but he has like a dark side.
Yeah.
11 is a grapefruit blonde.
That's mine.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's 12 is the Goza.
Yeah, because
he's a little salty.
Exactly.
And then the War Doctor is a coffee porter.
Which is excellent.
Yeah.
I think that suits him really well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is a cool project that Jeff was working on even before, you know, we got together and I moved in. But we have our friend Trey is going to be working on like artwork for the bottles, and we will have like
eventually we'll have limited releases and we'll give them to people.
This has been a long project.
It has
because the idea for this came up.
A while ago.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
So, which means we'll also have to, unfortunately, go back and do all of the ciders again, because the ciders are companions.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Nerdy stuff and beer. Which is, if you ever come over, literally, that's all you're going to see.
It's ridiculous.
So, But yeah, we're going to have to do this beer again because it's so good.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the one I'm going to brew this weekend. It should turn out even better.
What are you brewing this weekend?
That's the golden one.
The golden sour with apricots and peaches.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be good. And we're still sitting on our Flanders.
Yeah.
That thing is just going to be...
Jeff wants it to go about 2 years.
Yeah. Last time I tried it, it smelled sour, but like the taste wasn't there yet.
Yeah.
So I added a couple more bugs.
Yeah.
That's typically what they go, man.
Very long time.
I know.
I don't know that I would have had the patience for this, so I'm glad that y'all are in control of this, and I just have to wait, like...
Well, the golden won't go so long.
No, and the great thing is, like, we put it in our closet, in our spare bathroom, so, like, half the time we forget about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not like you're looking at it all the time. Yeah.
That'd be so tough to iterate on. I have no idea how...
Yeah.
I don't know, like, you might actually know the legitimate answer to this, but if you were starting off a program in a brewery where you had a beer that had to be aged for an extended period of time,
mm-hmm.
how would you iterate on that? Would you just have to wait, or...
Well, like, I do know the answer to this, because we do this at Natty's, and I follow Scott once in a while, and when we're tasting sours and going through them, a lot of what he does is he can know just by nose or taste.
Yeah,
he knows how acidic it is and stuff. But we'll also do like some tests. But like when it's ready, the beer's ready. Like sometimes they take a little longer. It really depends on the barrel. Like I see that all the time. Is like some barrels turn around beer super quick. Like the oak is that good, or there's really good bugs in there.
Yeah,
but it all depends. The beer is ready when it's ready.
Yeah.
But that's what I want to do with the Flanders. So, like, when that Flanders is ready, I want to put beer right on top of it.
Yeah.
And just to kick it right off again, because that's what we do.
Yeah.
So we'll empty barrels and immediately just put beer right back in.
Right.
And it just starts fermenting, and the process starts all over again.
Yeah. That'll be exciting. Scott's so good.
Oh, he's
just mentioned, and I don't think we've really talked about him so much on the podcast.
Yeah, so our head brewer, or I guess quality assurance and quality check and all that.
Yeah.
Scott Christoffel.
Who Jeff works directly under.
Is a beer guru.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane that the knowledge that he has.
Yeah, and it's just amazing, like, in the time that we've been... you know, recording and going to other breweries, and, you know, when we, you know, turn the podcast off and we're all kind of just chatting and stuff, the conversation somehow always seems to mention or go back to Scott.
Yeah, it does.
It's just like, oh, yeah, you work with I've Scott, you were lucky to work with Scott. Like, you must learn a lot. I just hear people say that to Jeff, like, over and over again.
Oh, yeah, like Gibbs, yeah.
Yeah, and I just feel like, over and over again it happens. Like,
yeah, that wasn't nearly the first time.
Yeah.
No, he's like that person. He's like, you know, the lesser known, like Ken Grossman or you know, any of the big guys.
Yeah.
It's like, oh yeah, dude, he really knows his shit. Like,
yeah.
I respect the hell out of him.
Dude.
Yeah, he's like, chill.
I love Scott. I met
the first time you met him.
The first time I met Scott, Jeff was probably working at Natty's for like 2 weeks at that point. And I went to the bunker to production for the first time. The bunker's open at Natty's every Friday at 5 to 9. Yeah, 5 to 9. And it was just
a little
throw that in there.
Little
I love the bunker. The
little plug.
Little plug. Kane, if you're listening.
This is how we know.
Yeah, this is how we know.
That's what this episode is full of. Like, are you really listening?
Come
Cecily.
On, Kane. Scott, even. Are you listening? And he just, I like parked my car. Jeff came out to meet me. And we're walking through, and Scott said, "Is that your lady? Get her a beer on me."
Nice.
Literally the first thing he ever said to me, and I was like, "Thank you very much, sir. That is so nice of you." And nearly every time, like, he's just like that nice guy.
He brings you up all the time.
Yeah, who just loves to hang and chat and.
Yeah, like literally, like it'll be about like 3:00, 3:30, and he's like, "Man, I need a beer," and like. we'll all start like clocking out and be like, oh, it's that time? Let's do it. Let's crush it. He's always in a drink.
I love people like who, when it's time to work, you work. But the moment you step out of that, like my boss is like that. At 5 o'clock, it's like we're out the door. We're not on work time.
Let's have fun.
Yeah.
And that's the way Scott is.
Yeah, that's how it is.
You guys about ready to move on to that last beer?
Yeah. Oh, I know you've been eyeing that for a while.
I'm excited about it. So you guys are sitting with a bunch in your glass here still.
I'm enjoying this. I want to make
I'm sorry. So this is the Burial Beer Co. out of Asheville. This is an awesome brewery, and I know they're expanding to the Biltmore Village. Yeah, very, very soon. This is, like, the first time we went to Asheville, this place, I was so stoked, because Joe, our friend, Dave, Joe did.
I look at my phone for the first time since we started, and I had, like, 12 notifications, and they're all Carly, like, stuck on the captain page.
Yeah, yeah, I got that earlier. I was like...
Awesome. Thank you for the support, Carly. Go on, Jeff.
So Joe and I go here for the first time, and this place is literally, like, a big homebrew brewery.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have a tiny little pilot batch, like, when we first went there, it was probably, like, 2 or 3 years ago. And now they're just, like... huge, like this place. They outgrew this. Like it's probably no bigger than our condo. Like it's they're just busting at the seams, so they had to move. But when we first went there, God, the beer was phenomenal. And this is one of the first ones we had because this is what they raved about. We were at the Thirsty Monk,
mm-hmm.
and we are already like 5 or 6 beers deep. And this girl's like, "You have to go to Burial. There's this beer they have. It's called the Donut Skillet, or the Skillet Donut Stout." And she's, like, drawing a little map on a napkin. She's like, "This is how you get to it." And we're, like, walking down the street, like, pretty drunk. And we're like, I think we're almost there. There's a short turn or something. And yeah, it was a tiny little hole in the wall, but it is fantastic.
Awesome beer.
It is an awesome place to go. Super dog friendly as well.
Yes, nice. Very dog friendly. Well, and when we went about a year ago, my first time in Asheville, we walked in and Jeff goes, "Holy shit, everything's different."
Yeah, like I said, they went from this tiny little system to this full, I think they have like a 7-barrel brew house.
Yeah.
Like they
blew
up. The
vibe is really cool in there too. Like it's like picnic tables to sit and hang out. So we ended up, when we went, sitting with, like, these really, like, random people. Oh, my God. This woman was so drunk, but she was so invested in our lives.
She was very affectionate to me.
She literally sat on Jeff's lap and, like, kissed his cheek, like, over and over and over
again. She's like, "I love you guys. You guys should move to Asheville. You are so Asheville."
But, like, I think when she meant, like, you guys, she meant, like... "Your girlfriend should get hit by a car so I can steal your boyfriend." Because she was, like, sitting on his lap, just, like, all over him. I was like... And her friends were, like, very embarrassed by her.
I don't think they just met her.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. She was under the impression that they were friends. I don't know. A lot was happening.
That was a fun weekend.
Yeah. But she did tell us about Twinleaf, which
which is a great brewery as well.
The next time. It's right across from the Funkatorium.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, wait. And there now is a whole other can of worms. Funkatorium.
The Funkatorium.
Love
it. The Twinleaf just has a really cool vibe. It's very, like earthy in there. Like, everything is, like, this pretty, like, wood. Big communal tables. A lot of, like, board games and games and stuff to play, too.
And yet again, their brew house is right there in the bar area.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I think I had like the, or did you have the Juicy Fruit IPA?
I had the Juicy Fruit IPA.
Whoa, what? Like,
it was
the Juicy Fruit gum?
It was so good.
It was
good.
Like a very juicy IPA. It was
okay.
Fantastic.
I thought, okay.
Oh my god.
I think I got more excited than I should have there.
Yeah.
It's just called Juicy Fruit.
It's called Juicy Fruit. Okay. But this might get you excited because I know nobody on the pod listening to this cares, but I have a pack of Zebra gum from the 90s to give you that I've had.
We keep forgetting.
But yeah, I have it. I have to give it to you with a bag of Pop Rocks.
I'll bring that to Name Redacted and those guys will love it.
There you go.
You have to mention us.
Yeah, I will, absolutely.
And we'll be listening for it.
This episode is sponsored by, crafted for you by way of Zebra Stripe Gum.
And Pop Rocks.
The best.
And
Pop Rocks.
So, yes, this is the...
Oh, my God, this smells so good.
It tastes so good.
Yeah, well, however much you want. So, the cool thing is they team up with Vortex Donuts, mm-hmm. and they give you a donut and the beer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they give you a little...
And I think they put donuts in this one, right? I forget.
I assume it's probably similar to the Rogue and Voodoo, what they do on...
Yeah.
I could be lying.
Mm-hmm. I want to go Voodoo Donuts.
It is a breakfast
stout.
Really good.
That's why.
Mm-hmm.
It's a breakfast stout.
I bet it is.
If you do go to Portland, check out Blue Star Donuts. There's possibly better than Voodoo.
Really?
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
Whew.
Just all the donut places. Vortex is great. We usually do breakfast there.
Yeah, we cut a little sugar high there. We did breakfast there.
Yeah.
That was a bad idea.
And that's usually not our... MO, like,
oh my god,
we're very much like veggie omelet people in the morning, and when we go to Asheville we do like two donuts a piece at Vortex, and we're like buzzing around for the next like 2 hours because of the sugar high,
and just crash, we're like feeling like shit.
Just talking about that brings up, I was looking through old photos of my fiance and I's last trip to Asheville, and I found a video, a Snapchat that I had saved, where it's Sunday morning, we woke up, of course, nowhere serving alcohol yet. We're taking the coffee cups from the freaking hotel room and opening a Medora to pour in, to like walk around town to go get brunch somewhere, and just Medora and coffee cups.
Nice.
Love it.
Tastes like I'm just chewing on espresso beans and I love it.
This is actually fantastic.
This is really
good. I don't remember
it
being this good.
Oh my god, yes! I really enjoy this.
And the can is awesome.
Yeah.
I love
the artwork.
Cans.
Yeah.
I'm a big
artwork.
Fan.
Oh.
I can't even describe that. You guys are just going to have to look this up.
This is like good for coffee even. Not even just beer. Like, this is like...
Oh, you know what would be really good in this? A scoop of vanilla ice cream.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah.
A beer float.
This is like the perfect beer float beer.
Yeah, the coffee in this one is out of this world.
Yeah, I took a peek in the beer closet before I was heading over and I was like, it's time.
You look like you're ready to open. I'm going to drink you.
Man. That artwork is awesome. Is that like a dragon? What is that? Is that what that is?
It's like a dragon lady with like skulls and shit.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
I said, you guys need to
look
it up. Asheville. Like, that is, if you live on the East Coast, that is Beer City. I know it's not Beer City USA anymore, but in my heart it always will be. Like, they have like 20 something breweries. It's ridiculous. And it's a small little town.
Cold black iron, never decaying. It is held to the fire to the unearthed impeccable flavor of... I can't even read that. It sounded really dramatic. I thought it was going to be cool.
8%.
I like it. It's got really good packaging on it. And it's very, very delicious.
Yum.
And I'm really glad that I got a stout after all those hoppy beers.
Oh, they use counterculture coffee.
Oh, really? That makes sense. That's counterculture's... That's my fave.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yum.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's... I'm really enjoying this.
So, yeah, if Alyssa likes this stout, it's going to be pretty good.
A+. You can look for my stars on Untappd.
Oh, yes.
They'll be high.
Yes, so watch out for everything that we drank tonight. We'll put it on Untappd.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I can't
drink this slow enough. It's going away way too fast.
I'm sorry. There'll be plenty of photos on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. So follow us there. Crafted_for_you. I know it's annoying.
Yeah, well.
It's a thing.
It's something you have to do.
It is. CFYpodcast.com. Yeah.
If this is your first time listening to the podcast, or if you've been really sleeping on it, please subscribe, rate and comment our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your podcast server of preference. I don't know.
iTunes.
Getting bad with words. Yeah,
said iTunes.
iTunes. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Podcast app that you prefer, basically.
Yeah, check it out. Oh, and also, please talk to us. We love hearing from you guys. It helps us make the show better for you, because if you don't talk to us, then
we don't know how to improve. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Well, and let us know your thoughts about some of the stuff we talked about tonight. We talked about it's a little bit different of an episode than some of the stuff we've been doing, interviewing brewers and owners, breweries. This is more of a everyday man's.
There's a brewery in North Carolina that you really want to hear about or know about.
Yeah.
Let us know. We'll go there and we'll go interview them.
Or about an episode like this, there's a beer that you want to hear us review. We would love to do that too.
Let us know. We'll pick it up. If there's a place that has a lot of taps, big beer selection place. We need a name for something like that.
There needs to be a name.
Question of the week. We need a question for people to. What is your favorite big selection bar?
There you go.
I love it.
Put it in the comments on the episode.
Yeah, let us know. Yeah, and ask us questions. We'll answer them on the next episode.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, guys.
And if you have anything for Carly as well, she's sitting here all nervous for you.
Yeah, and she'll, you'll hear from her again.
Yeah, next time you're at Los Foods. Go see Carly. She knows her shit.
Yes, and, you can drink.
You can drink while you shop now. I'm so excited and happy for you. Can come have a pint of beer while you shop at Lowe's Foods.
Most of Lowe's Foods, but specifically the one in Jamestown.
What a time to be alive.
Right?
Seriously.
So shop and drink.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Cheers.
Oh, my God. I'm going to drink 7 more of these burials.